Taxes will go up in the town of Normal. Officials say it's to fund police and fire pensions. The increase generated more than the usual number of public comments during a public hearing. In the studio to talk about the tax increases, the political ramifications, and the community investment plan is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Koos, welcome.
Good afternoon.
This increase is to fund pensions. It's also closely tied to the projected 2019 budget. Is there not room in the budget, as some during public comment asked, to cut or reduce spending in some areas to find the money or some of the money to fund pensions?
Well, in the sense, yes, it is there if you're willing to do deeper cuts. What services would you like to eliminate? Do we go to private garbage pickup? Do we reduce our police force? Do we reduce our fire department? And then our insurance, ISO insurance rating goes down and you end up paying more for your homeowner's insurance. It's not a simple solution. And we have always identified property tax as the most reliable and steady source of income to fund these pensions.
Let's talk about spending. That's another area that those speaking during public comment talked about. And let's talk about what that money was spent on. Here's what you had to say last night about spending.
And people brought up the point of spending, the fact that we spent money. But nobody talks about what that money was spent for and what kind of long-term investment it was in our community. The $90 million that you hear about our bond rating, nobody talks that it generated up to almost $200 million of private investment in our community. Nobody talks about the fact that we incented a property that was paying about $30,000 a year in property tax and sales taxes and is being replaced by a property that is generating somewhere in the neighborhood of $450,000 a year.
That's Mayor Koos from last night's council meeting. Mayor Koos, you summed up by saying people focus on spending, but they don't focus on the long-term gain that came with the spending. You cited a couple of examples there. Can you go into detail about one of those examples?
Sure. We had a property. I think most people identified it as a Portillo's property, where we were asked to make an investment for the developer to make it work. And our approach on that, while it took a lot of heat, was that it, over the 20 or 30 year life of that property, that is going to generate significant revenue for the town, you know. And to get into a broad brush on this, Mike, a lot of these things are the result of multiple things that are happening in our city. Our sales tax is going down, state income tax receipts are going down. Property values are staying pretty steady. Our EEVA isn't increasing that much.
You also lost the Metrozone revenue.
There's
a state, I think you called it a state grab of sales tax dollars back.
Correct. So you have all these issues that are pushing on government. And in terms of cutting spending, you're going to see that in our next round of budget discussions when we have our budget hearings and that. There will be cuts. There's no question of that. But you know, we have to constantly do a balancing act on providing high-quality services to our citizens, which they demand, but they don't come without a cost.
Chris Koos and Mayor Terry Renner join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.